Did you change anything about the way you presented yourself?
Well, it's a long time ago. Of course, at 23, you think you know everything about yourself. But looking back now that I'm 58, I don't know whether it was conscious or not, but I must have believed in myself enough so that I didn't really let it get to me. And I was so lucky to have had another opportunity presented to me right away. Had that not been the case, I might have reacted very differently, but I rose above it very quickly, and there was a lesson in that. I think it toughened me up a little bit more. It made me a little bit more cautious, maybe a little bit more just generally wary about people. I talked earlier about the need to be an optimist. It challenges your optimism a little bit, particularly when you're just starting out in your career.
Do you recall an insight that put your career on a different trajectory?
Well, as you'd expect in a 35-year career, there are twists and turns along the way. I started off wanting very much to be a newsseater. I began as a weatherman, and I learned very quickly I wasn't very good at it. I'd say the first lesson I learned is, if you're not good at one thing, try something else. Don't stick with something you're not good at unless you think you could turn yourself into someone who's good at that.
What career advice do you give to people?
When you navigate the sometimes tricky waters of a big corporation, there's a need to be really patient. When it comes to managing a career, patience is extremely important because people set goals for themselves that often are unrealistic. It's great to do that because you want to be ambitious, but you don't have control of a lot of circumstances. And when you set these goals and they're not met, the reasons are beyond your control, it creates impatience, and you then make career decisions out of impatience. That's a big mistake. One of my bosses once said that just when you think nothing's going to change, everything changes, and you reach a point where you're not sure any opportunity is going to present itself, and the next day you come in and you're, boom, smacked in the face with some huge new opportunity you didn't even predict was going to occur. That happened to me a number of times.